Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update. So, welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Marilyn Negron, your one and only, the coolest man fan of all queens. And, yeah, just got back running from errands, because, don't mind me, I know, because it's a little bit long time and I made it. And, yeah, so before I get on to this podcast, I just want to say, almost 19,000 of you are listening to this. That is crazy. And, not only that, thank you so much, again. I'll say it before, and I said it again, you guys, non-man fans and man fans who are listening to this, thank you so much, and I cannot wait, because Danger Force is back up and running, and I am really excited to recap this Danger Force episode to you, and, yeah, so, let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Let's start with the not-so-great news. We know, I've been watching Jeopardy with my dad ever since I got into it, and we always loved Alex Trebek, and the host, he's just the presence about him makes me feel like, he's like the Tom Brady of quiz shows, no offense, but sadly, we lost him this weekend by the age of 80 due to pancreatic cancer. And I gotta say, when I heard this news, I was so deeply saddened and shocked, because he was just the greatest host of Jeopardy throughout of 28 years of my life. And when I first started watching it, I was, like, so happy because this show is just not like anything else, you know? Without Alex Trebek, it's just saddened, you know? But so they did 35 tapings of him in advance, which I am so happy for because we get to see him one last time under 34 tapings of that he did, and we're gonna miss him so much, so it's gonna be sad to us, the Jeopardy community, but we're staying strong. Make sure you're doing it to honor his memory, and yeah, so RIP Alex Trebek, we will miss you, and most importantly, yeah, it's gonna be so sad without you, but RIP Alex, and we love you so, so much. Okay, on to the next topic. Okay, so we got some good news. One of the Disneyland hotels is about to reopen and is in the Grand Californian Resort in Disneyland. And I am really excited because not only Disneyland, not like Disney World, they have Disneyland. They got, like, rides over at Disney World, but it's kind of like, I haven't been there, but I cannot wait for the Avengers Campus to reopen when I go over there. And one of the Disneyland hotels is reopening, and the Grand Californian Resort has reopened. I am really excited for that. It's the greatest hotel because it's the cutest thing in the world. I haven't seen it yet, but it's really, really cute. So if you don't go to Disneyland, the Disneyland is not reopened yet, but if you stay at that hotel, I guarantee it 100%. So, yeah, so that's the Disney news. I just love Disney so much. Okay, I'm going to recap episode 8 of Danger Force, Return of the Kid! Yes, like I said, in Chopper's crush, Henry is back. I am really excited for this because Henry Hart, he is just like the glue that Henry Danger, and now he is guest starring in this episode, which I'm kind of excited for it because Danger Force just got back up and running, and now I'm a big fan of the spinoff show of Henry Danger, and yeah, so I just love it so much. So I put the script into two parts, so pardon my friends for the next segment. So yeah. Oh my god, would you look at the time? I gotta go and set up for the Danger Force recap for you guys. And yeah, so the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you so much. This just in. We got a danger force update. So, the Danger Force is now back up and running. I am so excited because I'm going to recap episode 8 of Danger Force, Return of the Kid. I am so excited because Henry's guest starring in this episode, and I'm happy Jace Norman is back on this episode. I'm just happy because Henry is just a part of my life. He is amazing because Henry, as Kid Danger, how can you not? He is amazing, and I love Henry so much. And they get into a little bit of shenanigans in this episode, which I am pretty excited for. And this episode is going to blow you away. So get your kiddos ready because this episode is about to blow you away. So let's get it on and let's begin. Okay, so we're back in the man's nest and it's nighttime. And somehow all the characters have their clothes on from the previous episode, which is Chopper's crush. And we see Ray hug Henry, and and Mika has the jar of drool from earlier from the previous episode and goes back, sits back down. And Ray's like, what? Oh, welcome back, buddy! And Henry's like, yeah, kind of tight there, big dog. And Henry's like, and Ray's like, oh, I have missed you so much. And he's like, Henry said the uncomfortable. He's still, Ray's hugging him. He's like, think I just heard a rib crack. And Ray's like, it's gonna be more than one by the time I'm done with you. And Mika's getting uncomfortable, and her and Chopper trying to break them up. And Mika's like, all right, personal space, Ray. Come on. And Chopper's like, release. Not make me get a crowbar. And while they're doing it, Miles and Bose are just looking at them and said, it's nice seeing a dude hug another dude. My Bose is like, right? Bring it in, man. And Miles and Bose are hugging each other. And Henry says to Mika and Chopper, it's like, it's okay. I got this. But you might want to stand back. And Mika and Chopper stand back. And Henry did the forceful thing when he got the powers in the series finale of the episode. And Ray's like, ah! Sitting feet away by the door. And it's like, and the kids were so surprised, and the mom's like, you hate to see it. And then Henry picked Ray up on his feet, and Ray's like, sorry, got a little emotional there. Just that, you know you've been gone for a long time, and I've been so alone. And the kids are clearing their throats. Ray's like, quiet, I'm talking to Henry. And they were quiet and said, so, what are you doing back in Swellview? And Henry's like, my dad is graduating from Juilliard.com. And he's like, no way. And he's like, your dad's a moron. He couldn't graduate from online Harvard. And he's like, yeah, dude, he's so dumb. He said, no, I'm actually here to see you. And there was a, aww. And he's like, aww, my little birdie flew right back into the nest. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, come give Mama Bird a big old hug. And Ray's like, no. Henry's like, no. And Ray is hugging Henry again. And Henry's like, get over here, you. And Henry's like, so, how's my old job? He said, you guys go on any sick missions? And Chopper was so excited, and Mika was so excited. He was like, oh, man, tons of missions. And Mika's like, so many. Henry's like, yeah, cool. Like what? Anything dangerous? And Mika's like, we once caught a guy that was stealing books from the library. That was a reference to Villains Night, which is so cool. It's like, oh yeah. I was like, okay, but I was kind of looking for some sick fights though. And Miles like, ooh, we once battled every bad guy in Swellview at the same time. And Harry's like, nice. What happened? And Miles said, Mika let them all out of prison. And Mika did the gesture, like, that's me, I let them out. And while Ray is still hungry, Henry, he's still talking, and I was like, wow, I spent my most my whole childhood looking up those guys up. So I can't wait to hear how you all caught them. And Ma's like, we didn't. And Bob's like, sick twist. They're all still out there. And Chapa's like, I gotta imagine that some of them are out there committing crimes right now. And Borges says, more than likely. Henry's like, well, and then Ray said to them, all right, that's the end of your visit with Henry. He's mine now. Turns around to Henry, and Bo's like, I enjoyed our time together. And Travis gets the face and like, really? And he's like, hey, so, how's Dystopia? Do you need to come and help you? Because I burn this whole thing to the ground and leave right now. Data Force clears their throats again. It's like, keep it down. God, they're always here. It's like, and then the emergency call came in. It's like, Mika. Mika's like, emergency call. And Henry's like, oh. Ray was so excited. He's like, oh, hey, this is perfect. We could go on a mission. Huh? Let's pop some gum and have some fun. And why he's so excited, Henry's like, you know I'm all about that fun, Big Doug, but, you know everyone thinks Kid Danger is kind of... Bones is like, hot, and Miles is like, dead. Henry's like, exactly. And Bones is like, right. And I was like, what's the emergency? Mika's like, it looks like there's a brawl at a nail salon. And I was like, and Ray's so excited. He's like, oh, we can find Climbing King. We can get our nails done. Just like old times. And Henry's doing all these faces. And Henry's like, mm. And he's like, and Ray's like, come on, I'll let you pick my collar. And I was like, you know, I'd love to you pick your collar, man, but I've been dropping out so many fools in Dystopia. I was thinking I could just, you know, kick it here for a while. And Ray's like, yeah, cool. Yeah, just kick it here. Just kick it. I was thinking the same thing. Guys, why don't you just handle this one yourselves? And Chapa's like, yes. And Mika's like, yay. And Bose is like, can I pee first? And Ray's like, why don't you pee on the way? And then while the kids were going there and popping their gum, Ray's giving the soda bottle that's empty to Bose to pee in. He was like, here you go. There you go. All right, guys, don't end anybody. And then Henry's phone dings and he sees something and it's starting to worry us. And try not to let anybody end you, okay? And all the kids go on the tube and then puts the belt buckle on and he said, down the tube. All the kids went down the tube and the tube disappeared. And that's it. And Ray said, that nail salon's going up in flames. He said, come on, pal. I'll give you a tour of the man's nest. Henry said, all right, yeah, cool. I'm right behind you, Big Dog. As Ray leaves the room and the door closes, Henry checks on his messages, and it's from Charlotte. He's like, the message is saying, are you okay? You've been ghosting Jasper. Are you okay? Just text if you're okay. And somehow, Henry deletes all of Charlotte's messages, which, that got me worried. And Ray came back in, and Ray said, dude, do you want to see my axe throwing room? And Henry's like, hmm? Ray's like, don't you want to see my axe throwing room? And Henry's like, do you even have to axe? With a grin on his face. And Ray's like, God, I missed this. And say, let's go have some fun. And Ray and Henry in unison, woo! And they went out the door, and then the door just closed. And now it's the middle of the night. They're playing Prance Prance Revolution, which you'll see in Game Shakers. They're playing as two giraffes, and the video game character is singing. They're finishing round one. And Ray's like, this is great. And Henry's like, I love this. And Ray's like, I love you. And Henry's like, what? And Ray said, I said, I get ready for round two. And your video game voice says, round two. Tango. Time to get close. And the tango music comes on. And he did a pirouette around Henry. And Ray's like, should we? And Henry's like, I did not travel Henry around the world to not beat the tango level on Prance Prance Revolution with you. And he extended his hand, and Ray grabs it, and they did the tango dance for a couple of minutes, and they they're still doing the tango dance, and the tube alert went away, and that means the kids are back, and then we saw the kids all of in nail paint and everything. And they're all tired and stuff. And they're moaning. Ugh. Charlotte's like, ow! And Ray's like, well, Ray's talking to the kids while he's still playing the game with Henry. He's like, how'd it go? And Bolt's like, states sarcastically, it went great. And Charlotte's like, we broke up the fight. And Bolt's like, with our faces. And Brainstorm was sitting down. Wasn't all bad. Got my nails did. Even had time to squeeze in a petty. And we saw Brainstorm's boots are gone, and then the petty got it replaced by his feet. And Ray's like, nice. And Henry's like, pretty. And they're still playing the game. And Volt's like, that call wrecked me. I'm going to go throw up and lie down. Lay down. And Abel's like, same. And somehow AWOL shout out and Volt are passed out. Brainstorm's like, dry my toes. And Ray's like, no, 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 no. Another call came in while you were out. And they were doing something. Ray and Henry were doing something, and Dangerforce groans. It's like, a bunch of fire bees are attacking a honey store. Frank's like, what? And Abel's like, oh my god. And Henry's on his other side, and Ray's like, yeah, Carla said some murder bees are heading up there too, so hustle up. Dangerforce groans again. Whoa. And now shout out and says to him, we just got our cheese steamed. Can you handle the fight between fire bees and murder bears? And Ray's like, and says to Henry, ooh, what do you say, partner? And Henry's like, hard pass, my guy. We got a big lift coming up. And he went on to the other side of Henry. And then Ray's going to get ready to do the lift. And he's like, sorry, kids, bounce off. And shout out whines, oh, and all the kids went back on the tube stand while they're watching Henry and Wright do the lift. He run towards Henry, and Henry picks up Ray, and then the lift was complete. And then the tango music ended, and Shadow's like, hey, now that the lift is over, are you sure you guys don't want to come help us? And Ray's like, you're superheroes. Quit your belly aching. And he's like, this is what you get paid for. And all the kids from Danger Force said in unison, you got paid! And Ray's like, down the tube! And all the kids went down the tube, and the tube disappeared. And Ray's like, how long are you going to stay up there? And Ray's like, as long as I can, kid. As long as I can. And somehow, Henry's arms are giving out. And now the Danger Force theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. Now we're Mika and Miles' room. And Shoutout and Volt are going into Mika's room. They're all wet from their mission. And Shoutout's like, no, no, your superpower is great. I love it. And somehow Volt came in last, and Volt's like, then what are we complaining about? And then Shoutout turned around to Volt and said, my only note would be maybe don't stop anything while we're in a tank full of water. And Volt's like, we got your heart to start beating again. John's like, eventually. The seaweed just got off her. Volt's like, exactly. Now, where's the fluffy towel you were bragging about? And Sean's like, ooh, right here. And Shoutout gave Volt a fluffy towel. And Volt was so excited. And she said to Shoutout, I'll never doubt you on towels ever again. And she smiled. And Shoutout's like, and she's like, thanks. And she walks toward the window and she's saying the shout out, where's my brother and Bose? And Volt's like, Bose went to stop for a breakfast burrito. Miles said he was going to teleport them back here, and I don't know where they went. And somehow in the closet, the yellow light came on. And somehow we see Brainstorm covered in seaweed, and his hair is all wet. And he said, ladies, with holding a breakfast burrito in his hand. And somehow, Shoutout gave Brainstorm a fluffy towel. He was like, this is a serious fluffy towel. And Volt's like, right? And AWOL just came out of the thing while being wet, and now a fish is attached to his arm. He was like, greetings. And Volt noticed the fish on his arm. He was like, who's your friend? Well, he was like, oh, this? You noticed this? Well, the stupid fish clamped on me when I tackled that bad guy, and we fell into that aquarium. And now he won't let go! He was like, he said after the fish, I hate you! And then everybody, so, and Vault's like, you know what I think? I think that thing should be on Captain Man's arm, Buffalo. And while she threw the fluffy towel on the floor, and somehow Brainstorm, AWOL, and Shadow said, yeah! And was like, I was thinking the same thing. I'm getting sick and tired of answering all the emergency calls. And Brainstorm was eating. He's like, murf, 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 murf. And Shadow's like, Bowles is right. Captain Man should be the one who's getting bitten or Zeb dies for a little bit. And it was like, good luck getting off his butt with his buddy Henry in town. And Vault said angrily, so we all agree. We gotta destroy Henry! And so I was like, whoa. It was like, whoa. What? Brain was like, calm down. It was like, chill out. And I was like, or we could stand up to Ray together. Vault, AWOL, and Brainstorm said, yeah! And Shadow was like, and we tell him that we're exhausted and we're sick of our lives being put on the line while we BFF are having a sleepover. And Vault, AWOL, and Brainstorm said, yeah! And Shadow said, if he doesn't like it, we're all quitting. And Vault, AWOL, and Brainstorm said, yeah! And Shadow said, and I was thinking that maybe Chopper should be the one that tells him. And Vault, AWOL, and Brainstorm said, yeah! And Vault's like, why me? And somehow she was like looking at Shadow, AWOL, and Brainstorm. And then the first bit's AWOL, and the arm is like, ah! And then he punches it. And now it's back to the man's nest. And we see Ray and Henry rocking out. They're like professionally sound rock music. A couple of seconds. And now to they're actually playing terribly, and she schwas with the light thing on his phone, and now they're doing professional sound rock music again, which was kind of exciting. We see schwas doing the rock stuff, and it's not go back actually playing terribly again, and somehow schwas put his phone down, and somehow he unplugged the amp and he acted casual. And Ray's like, whoa! Henry's like, whoa, hey! And Ray's like, what happened? And Schwartz is like, you must have blown a fuse. He's like, because you were rocking so hard with the rock jester. And Ray's like, that's exactly what happened. And Ray's like, yeah, makes sense. And Ray took off the guitar and Henry stands off from the drums. He's like, can you believe we've never been practiced before? And Henry's like, don't need to practice when you're already perfect, dude. And Henry said to Henry and put on his hand on the shoulder and was like, well, I missed you. And I was like, and I've missed my nacho ball. Get out of my way. And somehow Ray and Henry are going on the couch. And Schwartz says, okay, well, if your little concert is over, I'm going to go back to walk now. And Ray's like, yeah, do whatever. I don't care. And Henry's like, why don't you even have to tell us that? And somehow Schwaz has entered the band's nest and the door closes. And somehow Henry's phone pings. And Ray's like, who's texting you, Mom? She's like, hey, she's still married? What's her deal these days? And Henry's like, oh, I did not miss that. And Henry's like, I was just thinking maybe I could. Henry's like, I was thinking you could, but thinking, shut up. And Ray's like, we could hang out. Now that you're out of the scene, she's probably kind of bored. Henry's like, no, I'm just trying. Ray's like, look at your way to spice things up. He said, okay, just, and he cut him off. And Henry's like, I'm trying to save these texts from the cloud. And this text's from Charlotte again. And Siri's like, reading messages out loud. And Henry's like, no. And Siri's like, you can't run from this thing. It will find you. And he stops on the phone. And now he broke his phone. Which Henry does that a lot in Henry Danger. He was like, that didn't sound like your mom. Henry's like, pfft, same line, pfft, right? And he's like, hey, totally unrelated question. But I'm like, totally, untrackable in the man's nest, right? Ray's like, oh yeah, dude, Schwa's installed these micro electron scramblers. Trying to find a gray hair on my head. And Henry's like, there's one right now. And Ray's like, what? And he's got this one, he's trying to look for a gray hair. And his mirror lights up, which is kind of cool. And somehow, we saw the sound of the chairs, and those are the kids. And the kids all went up to, and shout out to, hey! And Ray said, what? I don't have any gray hairs. You're old, what? And he turned around to the kids, and the kids are all standing there, and says, shout out said, we all have something to say to you. And Volt A1 Brainstorm said, yeah. Shadow's like, Choppa, tell him. And Volt says, we've been taking all the calls for like 3 or 4 days now. And Shadow A1 Brainstorm said, yeah. And Volt's like, we think you guys should take the next call. And we saw Henry for a second. And Shadow A1 Brainstorm's like, yeah. And Volt's like, and we also think we could be able to vaporize one person in here for no reason at all. And Shadow A1 Brainstorm was like, yeah. I was like, wait, no. And Shadow said, that's not okay. And Volt's like, what? Ray's like, sure, we'll take the next call. It's been a half minute. And Shadow said, yes, my fists are getting thirsty. And crime is a tall glass of water. And Henry's like, please don't punch my, yeah. And he punches Henry's glass and it goes on the floor. Ray's like, next call that comes in is gonna go home in a body bag. Henry's like, easy, bro. Who even knows when the next call is gonna come in? And the next emergency call comes up. And Henry's getting worried. And now Walt's like, was looking at her thing when the call came in. He's like, oh, would you look at that? An emergency call. And Ray's like, how convenient, while turning to Henry. Joe's like, going to the computer, and she said, exactly. Someone's trying to rob that corner store. How convenient. I was like, oh, sounds like you and me are going to Pound Town, buddy. And Henry's trying to lie and say, yeah, Pound Town is this nice this time of year. But I really just want to finish my nacho ball, while he's lying. And we see his nacho ball, and then Choppa's eating. And then Bose is eating it, and he said, Choppa ate it. And then Choppa's like, Brain Fault's like, really? He's like, come on, pop one of those dystopian gumballs. I want to see that sweet zoom. And Henry keeps continuing to lie, and he's like, oh, God, I didn't bring any. And Ray's like, huh? And then AWOL does his powers and goes towards Henry, and he gets from his pants. He's like, oh, then what are these then? And then Henry takes the line, because I did bring some. Thanks, buddy. Said angrily, thanks, buddy. And well, AWOL does the thing, and then Henry breaks it down. And he's like, come on, it's right down the street. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Henry's like, 5 minutes? Ray's like, yeah, have I ever lied to you? And Henry's like, you once told me you were born in 1998. And he was popping his gum. And the kids were so shocked. He's like, I was 98. And he did the year of the fist. And then Ray pops his gum. And Henry's like, all right, let's blow and go. And they did their bubble. And Ray transformed into Captain Man while Henry's in a dystopian outfit. Which was kind of hot, by the way. And the kids were impressed. And he smiles and is like, Captain Man looked at him and was like, all right. And then he saw his face. He's like, oh, dude, where's your mask? Which is accurate on this topic because of COVID-19. Like, oh, we actually don't wear masks in dystopia. Captain Man's like, what? And Henry's like, yeah, I don't know. I just think we just kind of beyond this. Well, Red Henry is lying and Shadow's like, actually, that's extremely irresponsible. And it was like, wearing masks saves lives. Which is the COVID-19 topic, for a fact. And Captain Man said, well, you're in Swellview now, so you're putting something on your face. And Henry tried to know. He's like, no, you always do this. And Captain's like, put him on. And Henry, I don't wanna. Captain's like, put him on. just put them on. And Captain Man's struggling to put the sunglasses on Henry's face. I'm like, stop. And he successfully does it, and the sunglasses on him. He's like, there you go. And then while Captain Man and Henry went toward his, like, house, like, have fun, goodbye. And Bolt's like, try not to be vaporized. And he'll say, we'll be here. And somehow, right, Captain Man and Henry are out the tube. And the kids are watching. And Captain Man's like, want to call it? And Henry said this, got that stuck up in his head. And he said, out the tube. And then it beeps. And somehow Captain Man, she's like, and Volt said, ooh. And the kids are just like, oh boy. And Captain Smith and says to Henry, we go down the tube now. And somehow Henry just got the new thing. And he said, down the tube. And Henry and Captain Man came down the tube, and the tube disappeared. And he was like, okay, I'm eating Captain Man's nacho ball. And when Abel said the nacho ball was gone, Brainstorm was eating it, and he's like, Choppa ate it. And somehow Volt, like, clenched her fist. And now we're in the store. How convenient. And all nerve than stupid Jeff. He was like, No, the sour apple. And Sasha's on the phone. He's like, we're being robbed again. And when Jupiter's like, no, the green ones. Sasha said, it's fine. He's almost done. And Jupiter says, no, the other green one. He's like, do we have any cereal at home? And on the phone, Jupiter, who wants a lime-flavored bubblegum burner phone? While he's wearing a stunt to third, but she's not fazed by it. How about how stop playing video games and go check? So it's like, can you pay attention to me, please? And while that's going on, Captain Man and Henry are getting in the store. And it's like, you're always in the middle of the game. And stupid Jeff said, part of the reason I rob people is for the connection. I feel like you're not here with me right now. Captain Man said, hey, look, it's your old pal Jeff. And he's like, yeah, cool, let's hurry this up. Captain Man said, oh, man, I'm so excited. Yeah. And Captain Henry's got all these faces. I was like, well, I don't even know what we are. What does vibing even mean? And what she goes down. And Jeff's like, hey, where are you going? I'm not done criming. The man said, clear his throat. Jeff just turned around. He's like, ah! And you saw Captain Man and Henry robbing a store with a skunk. That plan stinks. And then you saw Henry with something. And was like, no, you go. And Henry had to come up with something fast. What the smell are you doing? Now, come on, well, you're going to jail. And Henry's like, whoa, hey, man, take your time. And he's like, what? Because he's like, come on, Henry. Henry's like, what are you talking about? Captain Smith said, let's soul fight this crime. He's like, I just want to get back to my nacho ball. Stupid Jeff said, hey, is this your new sidekick? And when Henry turns around to Jeff, Captain Man says, maybe. And he turns to Jeff and said, no. Captain Man's like, we're just kind of vibing right now. And he turns back to Captain Man and is like, you don't even know what that means. He said, I know what it means. And he's like, what does it mean? Man said, it means like we're together, but not really. And he's like, I can't even talk to you right now. And he turns to face Jeff. Jeff says, well, spray hello to my little friend. And somehow the spray comes out of the skunk's butt, and the force field goes, bounces back onto stupid Jeff. He's like, ah, it burns. The classic. Captain said, ha ha, classic Jeff. And he's like, yeah, right, we stopped the robbery. Now we get back to the man's nest. And he did that while in the fake of a hurry, and Captain Man stopped and said, well, no, hey, come on, we gotta go chase Jeff. Henry's like, no, man, no, let's get back to the man's nest, while he's, like, complaining. Henry's like, come on, it'll be like old times. Whipping, taking selfies. Back to the man's nest. He's like, I don't want to take selfies. And Captain Man said, "Oh, you know you... What, we could do, steal some of these gumball burner phones and blame it on Jeff." And Henry's like, "No, I don't want to." He was like, "Do that. No." He says, "That's just stealing." Captain's like, "It's kind of a gray area." And Henry's like, "Not really." He said, "I do it all the time." He was like, "Who's gonna know? Who's gonna know?" And somehow this blade from the thing just kind of, and Henry Ray stepped back, and now they're like off to the side of the wall with these chains. And somehow this drone from Dystopia, from Robot Voice to the drone, said, looked at Captain Man, and then it looked at Henry, said, "Henry Hart, locating sending bounty hunter." "Henry Hart, located." He was like, "Sending bounty hunter." And then Captain Man looked at Henry and said, Henry said, "I can explain." And now they're tied into while the robot is in here. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. Now we're back in Mika and Miles' room, and all the kids are in their PJs. And then Mika said, "Hey, I finally got Mom and Dad to fall asleep." And Miles says, "Finally." And Buzz is like, "You know what that means." Like, "Screen time." Miles is like, "Screen time." Chopper said, basically, "I wish I had a phone." Mika's like, they're all relaxing now, and then Miles has his blanket on him. He's like, "Okay, no talking, no taping, no bugging, no nothing." And Miles is like, "We know how screen time works, Mika." And they're all, he's like, "Why are we still talking? Well, we could be staring." And Mika's like, "Shh." And all of them are looking at their screens while Choppa is reading a magazine. And Choppa's like, "This is great." And the alarm buzzes from Mika's phone. And Choppa said angrily, "No! Dude!" And Mika's like, "It's Ray. Gotta answer it." And Choppa's like, "Ah!" Now this next scene is gonna take back and forth between Mika and Miles' room and the health convenience store. Choppa's like, "What do you want?" And Miles' like, "You're interrupting screen time!" And Captain Man said, "Oh, snap, my bad, D-Force, just that, me and the kid are in a little jammy jam, but, don't worry about it, we'll find another way out of this." And he's like, "No, we need them to come help us get out of here. ASA, no! Please come help us!" Chopper's like, "Sorry, Captain Man, you guys should handle this call." Captain Man said, "She's right, kid, I did promise them we'll make this call. We gotta honor it, even if it kills you." And he's like, "Please, come on, help us." And while they're looking at the drone, he's like, what do you want? Captain Man will give it to you." And Captain Man's like, "What?" And he's like, "Do you want to fly in the Mancopter?" And Captain Man says, "Oh!" And he's like, "Do you want a bunch of puppies? We'll give it to you. Just give, come, please." And they were all shocked, and Mika's doing on the phone, and now they all didn't furnish units and said, "Puppies!" And Henry's like, and Mika said, "We're on our way." And now it's back to how convenience store. And Captain Man's like, "Geez, kid, what's got your brisket in the basket?" And Henry had to confess to Captain Man. Henry's like, "Okay, I gotta live it with you, dude. Dystopia is really scary, and I kind of messed with some things that are so evil that I can't even explain, including this bounty hunter named Blackout that literally eats people's souls. And he's hungry for mine. So I came to swap you because I thought I'd be safe in the man's nest, but he clearly found me and he's gonna eat our souls." And then while drone's still standing there, and Captain Man said, "So you didn't come to swap you to see me?" And I was like, "What?" And Captain Man's like, that's what I'm hearing." And Ray's like, no. Captain Man's like, "That's what you said." And I was like, "No, I did. But I also didn't want to get my soul to get eaten. And I needed to do some laundry." And then while the drone disappears, the lights went black out, and the bird's like, "Ah!" And Captain Man's like, "Dude." Captain Man's like, "What?" And he's like, "It's Blackout, dude." And Captain Man's like, "Yeah, it looks like someone forgot to pay their power bill, huh?" Well, now taking it seriously like he always does. And he's like, "No, no, 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 no. It always goes dark before Blackout shows up." And Catherine said, oh, this guy can turn off lights. Oh, I'm so scared. And Henry's like, why are you laughing? And Catherine said, what else can he do? Unplug your amp while playing guitar. As I say that, and I realize I might have done that on purpose. That little piece of... And he got interrupted by Blackout, who ends on the door. And that one villain is kind of scary from outside the... Swallow you. I was like, Henry's like, I should not have come here. I'm sorry I'm putting you in danger, dude. Captain said, relax. This laser doesn't even have a weapon. And somehow Blackout presses a button on his weapon and it got bigger. And with the axe, it's like, okay, I'm taking that home after we're done with this guy. And he's like, we're gonna die, dude. And then Captain's like, wait. I'm trying to think of an opening quip. Okay, how about knock, knock, and when Blackout tried to turn, and then he brought Captain Man up to the, into the inside, it was, and then Captain was like, typically, you say, who's there? And somehow, Blackout was doing all these tricks, he's like, look, I'm the one you want, okay, eat my soul, do whatever you want to the body, just don't hurt my friend. And while Blackout was able to do that, Danger Force just appeared out of nowhere from A1 and cracks down on top of him. Ah! Oof! And they took him down, and A1's like, too high! Mesosaur's like, I know. And Wall's like, how did you miss that floor, A1? And Wall's like, at least we're here. We could have been another country. And Wall's like, I'm grateful. Bolt's like, notice that the lights are off. He's like, hey, why are the lights off? And I was like, it's Blackout. He's a bounty hunter from Dystopia. And Bolt's like, I've already stopped listening. And while and Brainstorm getting Henry out. And somehow, Bolt opens the thing and she uses her electricity powers to put the thing back up again. And it was a cheer. And then Captain Man comes out of nowhere and he goes to the villain, tapped on the shoulder. He's like, wasn't done with my quip. I said, knock, knock, and Blackout just hit him again, and this time it was on the side. And Henry Lighter's like, okay, I owned you one, bye. And she was like, what, dude? And Branson's like, where are you going? And then he was like, stop it, man. And then Vold stopped him by the door, and she was like, yeah, scary guys that way. And Henry's like, looks like Captain Man is taking care of him. And somehow Blackout is hitting Captain Man. He's like, and somehow he's like, wait. After I say knock, knock, you say, who's there? And I say, my fist. And then before you guys can say, my fist, who? That's when I say, and then Blackout hits him again. Ugh! And somehow the kids are just uncomfortable when he saw that. It's like, he lied again and said, all right, I'll see you guys later. Tell Schwartz he could just keep my laundry. So I was like, no. Hey. And somehow the kids just pulled him back in. And Schwartz said, stay here and help us fight this guy. And it was like, yeah, Captain Man says you're the best superhero he's ever seen. And it was like, that does not sound like him. When he was doing these faces, and Brace was like, he also says you have a surprisingly good singing voice. And he says, I guess I'm all right. That made my heart swoon. Oh my god, that was... And somehow Blackout's still hitting. Captain Man's like, ah! And Volt's like, Captain Man says that we're garbage, and the four of us will never measure up to one of you. And then Henry's got the look, and he said, I'm sure you guys are pretty tough. And looking at the kids, and he shouts like, well, why don't you just stay here, and we can show you? And was like, yeah, let's take this guy down together. And Volt is like, ooh. And it was like, that was cheesy. That felt really cheesy. And Volt's like, very cheesy. Like, a little cheesy. Yeah, very cheesy. Shout's like, no. Henry's like, a little bit, with his hands. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. And Catman said, ugh! And Black Gal hit him again, and Black's like, why won't you die? Because he's indestructible, duh! And Abel's like, you ready? And he's like, let's ride on this fool! And then they're getting ready to fight. AWOL uses his powers and take the web out of his feet. And then shout out screams. And then Vault did her somersault and she did her powers to him. And Shadow's like, move! And Shadow does her super scream. And then knocks him down. And then it was Brainstorm's turn. And he levitated up him in the air. And somehow he went up to Henry and used his force field to knock him out. Okay, that was the coolest fight scene that I have ever saw. And then when it was done, someone high-fives Henry. And they did the fist bump. And somehow Captain Man got out of the thing. And he doesn't know that Blackout has passed out. And Captain Man said, hey, Blackout, what do you get when you cross a duck with a shih tzu? And he finds out that Blackout is out cold. And he said, Blackout. And he hits him with his foot. And then he tries it again. Blackout. And he does it again. And then he saw the kids. He's like, okay, that's your one for the year. And then the kids are so happy. And now it's back into the men's nest. And there's Schwaz talking to Henry and doing the laundry and putting it in the bag. And he's like, okay, laundry all done. And he's like, thanks, Schwaz. And Schwaz is like, I left a little present in the pocket of one of your pairs of jeans. And he's like, aw, thanks. What is it? Thanks. What is it? A little piece of candy? Schwaz's like, all I say is, it's alive. Henry's like, what? Seriously? No, seriously? Schwaz's like, it was nice to see you. I love your wig. And Henry gets the confused face. Well, Schwaz does the thing. And Ray and Schwaz do a little handshake. And while Ray carries the notch ball and Schwaz heads out the door. And Henry gets his bag. He's like, hey, don't forget your nacho ball. And he talks to Ray. He's like, whoever sits next to me on the plane is going to hate me. And Ray's like, because of the farts. He's like, and Henry's like, because of the bowels, yes. And Ray's like, you can't do dairy. Henry's like, yeah. And they do a little quiet for a little bit. And he's like, you know, you don't have to go back to Dystopia. And Henry's like, no, I do. Running to Swell will just put you guys in danger. And Ray's like, yeah, but they took care of it. Henry's like, and he looked at the kids, he's like, you sure did, dude. And he looked at him and said, tough group of kids you got there. And Henry's like, yeah, it's always surprising me how much grit and attention each one of them has. And oh my God, they're baby talking to puppies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and we see the kids talking to some puppies. And then I was like, that's right. This was so worth it. And then Henry's like, later, dangerous. And then all the kids came up with their puppy voices like, bye-bye, Henry. And Trevor's like, in her puppy voice, bye. Mine's like, have a safe trip. And then we get to see Henry and Ray hug it out one last time. And Henry's like, want to hug it out? It's like, nah, this always breaks my heart. And then a few seconds later, he's like, maybe just one hug. And they were hugging each other. And then Henry's phone dings. And Henry's like, that's my goober. And Henry's still holding on tight to Henry. He's like, yeah. And Henry's like, I gotta go, Ray. He's like, Ray's like, mm-hmm. And Henry's like, Ray, I gotta go. It was like, yeah. He's like, Ray, I gotta go. And then he used his force field, and then Ray got bounced back. He's like, yeah, go get out of here. You know you protect that Cooper rating. And while Henry was walking to the tube station, he was about to grab his phone, and somehow bit him in the finger. Ow! And somehow it was a little turtle. And Schwartz is like, gotcha. Hey. And then he disappears. And that's when Henry walked out of the tube. And scene. Woo. Okay, so again, I just love this episode of Henry Came Back. Jace Norman, you are the best playing Henry. And I'm going to miss you on Danger Force, but that was the coolest gift that we could ever had. And Danger Force is now back up and running, which I am so happy about. Which is kind of cool in this sweet way. And it's kind of awesome. So, next segment is Song of the Week. So, stay tuned because this will blow you away. And I will make sure... Oh my god, look at the time. I'm going to go shut up for Song of the Week. And make sure, you guys... And it starts right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. Love you guys so much. Okay, so I covered this week's topics. Like, the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, has passed away by the age of 80 this week of pancreatic cancer. I am so sad that he passed away, but he will always be in our hearts no matter what he does, and he will always be the GOAT of quiz shows. And it's really sad, but we have to be strong for him, and we get to see the final 34 episodes of him. And I cannot wait. And the Grand Californian Hotel in Disneyland will open December 9th. And I'm really excited to see Disneyland Hotel is opening it back up again. I'm really excited. So make sure you have that calendar, have that date down, because Disneyland, I cannot wait to go over there when this is all over. And yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And I am recapped episode 8. Of Danger Force, Return of the Kid. Again, this is like an episode of reunion between Henry and Ray, and I'm really excited about that. And I didn't know Henry was going all through that, and I always love these two because they're like the best duo in history, and now we got the thing we wanted, and I'm gonna miss Henry so much. And yeah, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay. Song of the Week is where I share my favorite songs to you guys. And this theme is the Jonas Brothers. And I'm going to play their third song from their album, self-titled album, Jonas Brothers. It's called That's the Way We Roll. I just love this song. And when I heard this live, they reamped their song, which is so freaking hilarious. Again, it's really a cute song from this self-titled album. Again, I just love the way how they did it. And it's the coolest song there ever is. So, Joe Bro fans, make sure you turn off the music because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So, here it is. The third song that I chose from their second Jonas Brothers album, their self-titled album, Jonas Brothers. That's Just the Way We Roll. So, let's turn it up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Thank you. fake it. We are wild, we are free, we are more than you think. Countless freaks, but that's just the way to live.
Love the song. It's iconic. Every Jonas Brothers song is iconic, but this is the iconic Jonas Brothers song from this self-titled album, and I choose this as one of them. It's so hard to choose, but I just love the way the song is just iconic to us generation of Jonas Brothers fans. And yeah, so go get it a listen. It's really awesome, and listen to the bunch of times as you want. And yeah, so that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here are some of the podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip this holiday season, if you want to do it safely, and you want to hear some of the employees that Noelle knows and what they do, and you want to go tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure you go to the Mousetrap Podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. And the next podcast I'm about is my friend Kamina's. It's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. I cannot wait to see her recap of the Danger Force episode this week. And yeah, so she's been a Henry Danger fan since the very beginning. And if you love movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, make sure you go follow that podcast. She's been a fan since the very beginning. I love you, Kamina. And yeah, so I gotta go. I gotta run some errands with my mom to do. And I hope you have a fantastic week. And make sure you follow this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whenever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this podcast on social media with Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to make get all the man fans that who do have podcasts out there and make sure you spread the word, because I want more fan fans to listen to this podcast. It's no other podcast like it. Okay, so this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. Bye-bye.